This is day five, day six, day seven of the KSFR Fall Fun Drive, and it is a time when we ask you to go to your telephone and call 505-428-1393, 428-1393, or 1-866-907-5737. Now, this was supposed to be a dog day, a doggy day for dog lovers and not even cat lovers, because I had scheduled a person who has written a book on dog training, and the book is about basically how to train your dog given the dog's personality type, and there are all kinds of personality types. Well, that interview fell through at the last minute, and so Ben Swan is going to be here in a moment from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, but I want to send a shout out and a challenge out to people who are animal lovers in any way, shape, or form. If you are a dog lover, so much the better. Cats, fine. Cows, yes. Horses, mm-hmm. Guinea pigs, snakes, zebras, giraffes, wolves, and panda bears. If you like koala bears, if you like teddy bears, any kind of animal that you love, give a call, and give a call in the name of that animal. It can be either a real animal that you know, like somebody named Fluffy or Scruffy or Fido, or it can be just a kind of animal like Lizard. So, oh, look, Ben Swan is coming in, running and out of breath. But we would like to make a challenge. Give a donation to KSFR in the name of an animal, a kind of animal or a specific animal, 428-1393. And at the end of the hour, we're going to count up how many different animals have been pledged for. And we are going for a whole lot of animals. We have a challenge right now. Chris Wood from the Santa Fe Institute was kind enough to give us a $250 challenge. And so we want to meet that in the first 20 minutes of this program. So by the bottom of the hour, by 8:30, we want to meet that challenge, 428-1393. And let's get the phone ringing, and let's get the phone ringing in the name of animals. I would like to welcome now Ben Swan. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Welcome.
Hey, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having me on. Glad to see you.
It's great to see you, too. So you just heard that we are having a challenge in the name of animals, and any kind of animal that you love, whether it be a specific animal or a type of animal, people are going to pledge and get the phone ringing in the name of their favorite. I can't not say the word, but the word is cute.
That's right. Any animal, and my favorite critters are dogs, cats, fish, birds.
So here's the thing. Anybody who calls, they have to choose one animal to pledge in the name of, because otherwise it gets counted more than one time. So if you make a pledge of $50, you get, or for $20 or whatever, you can pledge for one animal, and then if you want to pledge for another animal, you have to call again.
How about this? What if people also pledge for their favorite breed? For example, coming up this Saturday, we're going to do a little pity pride event at 2570 Camino Entrada.
A pity party?
P-I-T-T-I-E.
Pitbull.
Pity pride. I wanted to do a pity pride parade, but they thought that was too many P's, so I couldn't do it. Anyway, we're celebrating Pitbull Awareness Day, Saturday, October 27th, from 11 to 4 at Camino Entrada. It's going to be a great event where people can just learn about pit bulls and adopt a pit bull, or a mix. So there you go. There's somebody could pledge for a pit bull.
Okay, you can pledge for a pit bull, but you can also pledge for a lemur.
A lemur, or, you know, or a prairie dog, really.
Or an orangutan.
You know, the thing about prairie dogs is that the more you pledge, the more animals will come on, right?
Yeah, and we would like to get the biggest diversity of animals. So you can pledge and have your name read on the air, or if you want, you can just have your animal read on the air. So either one, or both.
In memorial of whatever.
you can say my name is Davey and I'm calling on behalf of the mighty grizzly bear,
or all the coyotes that were saved when that shooting club in Las Cruces decided not to have their contest to see who could kill as many coyotes as possible.
Oh. We have a report from the control room.
We do indeed. I figure I'm going to have lots of names. I already do. Desiree's Jakey.
Jakey! That was a wonderful dog.
And then there's the Basky clan, and there's Bailey, Lily, Cookie, and Angel.
Oh!
That's great.
I'm loving it. Now, this book that I just read, which we're not going to have on today because that interview fell through at the last minute, which was called Training for Both Ends of the Leash. One of the things it said is you should probably name your dog a two-syllable name because those are easy to say and for the dog to hear.
That's right. And I've also heard that S's, for example, are not really great, like, you know, Suki or Sitka or something like that, because the S's are kind of a different kind of a sound that dogs don't like. Now, I personally name my dogs with S's, like Krista was one of my favorites.
Sissy.
Yeah.
Sussuration.
But two syllables are great because it sort of gets their attention.
428-1393, this is Animal Hour. And we're not going to do dogs versus cats, except maybe a tiny bit.
Well, yeah, I've always taken the cat, in favor of cats, just because I'm such a dog person. I figured that was, but I'm really just an animal person.
Yeah, this is Pan Animal Hour, or Panimal Hour. And any animal that you love, you get to call in on its behalf.
And I was thinking of all the chimps that are still in Alamogordo.
I know.
Is that where they are? Yes.
Yeah. Or somewhere.
Yeah, down south. You know, it's just there. You can go online, look at APNM, and name their. You can make a pledge in honor of one of those chimps that are still being held in those primate research centers.
That's right. And there's animals in captivity, and there's animals in the wild, and there's endangered species, and there's domestic animals, and there's our love dogs.
And your love dogs' names are?
My love dogs' names are Milk and Honey and Horatio.
Great names.
And yeah, that's true. And they're not only one of them is a two-syllable name. I'm breaking all the rules.
See, that's the thing. Yeah.
But you can Milk knows his name, believe you me. Milk is such a womanizer.
I don't know how to go on with that. But I do want to tell you that we have this dog named Sister. But her name.
That's a lot of S's.
It is. But her name. Well, we got her from that now defunct Las Vegas, New Mexico animal. It's not an animal shelter; it was an animal resource center.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the last one to get out of that really kind of a hard situation. And at that place, she was named Velvet, like Velveteen. I don't know.
Velvet. Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Didn't even realize that. And then we tried a bunch of names on her. I thought Pandora would be great because I wanted to, she looks like a panda bear, so I wanted to name her Pandora, and I could name her Pandy. But my partner thought that it was just not a great thing to say about, you know.
Yeah, a dog coming out of an animal shelter.
You never know exactly what you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
So we tried many, many names on it. And we even went to an animal communicator to figure out what name would be best for her.
Oh, my goodness.
But
is that for real?
It's for real, yeah. We had a really great, I had a really great session with the animal communicator. And she said, you know, it doesn't matter what you name her. As long as you stick with something. But unfortunately, we thought Star would be great because we wanted her to be a star. But in the end, it was just like she was such a part of our family that she was our sister.
Aww.
So that's how that name stuck. But she does come to just about anything.
428-1393 is the number, and today is the day you get to pledge in the name of an animal, and we're quickly reaching our $250 challenge for this part of the hour, and we're going to have more challenges as the hour goes on. 428-1393, and pledge in the name of any animal, whether it be yours or a breed of animal. You can probably even, you know, you can do a genus. I mean, doesn't have to be a species.
How about an insect?
There's so many kinds. Yeah, well, an insect. I mean, a family? There's so many different kinds of insects. But yes, if you have, for example, a praying mantis that you love, or you just love what they look like, or a spider, go for it. And we want to hear what they all are when Marilyn comes back on the air.
And some of those creatures that you never really know, when you open the door and you say, oh my gosh, what is that? I mean, New Mexico has so many interesting bugs.
Bugs.
Yeah, I love them.
428-1393. Now tell us more about the pit bull party.
Oh, this is, you know, I did bring you a little poster about it just because, you know, I love to do posters.
I bet it has cuteness on it.
It does. Oh, I've got all kinds of really interesting thing.
He has visual aids for the radio.
I always do that, yeah, because people don't understand that Oh, now I can't find it. At any rate, the Pipple Party, 11 to 4, 2570 Camino Entrada.
On Saturday?
On Saturday. And here's the thing. We are also offering half-price Spain and Nutrien on all pit bulls or pit bull mixes.
Nice.
But they have to call for an appointment for that day, 474-6422.
Oh, so if you already have a pit bull or pit bull mix and you want to get it spayed or neutered, you get half price.
This is a great time. Yeah, it's half price. And you'll learn a lot about pit bulls. And we're trying to bust some myths about the pit bulls. Here's a picture of Sister, by the way.
Go ahead and bust. Go bust some myths for us right now.
Well, it's true that, pit bulls are just lovable dogs. As anybody knows, it's not a breed that creates the issue. It's really the owner. And some of those myths are really just that they are always aggressive and can be, you know, they'd look intimidating because they're so boxy and squat and muscular, but really they're just, most of the ones I've met,
they look like nightclub bouncers.
Yeah, they do, exactly. They've got these attitudes, but or they look like they have an attitude, but you know, when you say hi to them, or when you introduce yourself to them, or they just become just love bugs.
They do become love bugs, and the problem is that some of them, and there's one on my street, does give a bad name to the breed by, in fact, attacking not people but other dogs. My poor little dog Milk got attacked on Christmas by my neighbor's pit bull.
Well, you know, any dog can be a potentially a problem with another dog. Reactivity is a problem we see in the shelter that we. You know, there's something that it's really, really hard to fix. And when you have a dog that's reactive or that can become reactive after a couple years, and sometimes they do, when they reach the age of maturity, they do become reactive to different things, people, dogs, mailmen, whatever. But there are lots of different kinds of ways that you can train your dog not to be reactive to others. But it's important that if you have a reactive dog, that you just take precautions, that you don't let them loose.
Right.
Running around for smaller dogs or something like that, you know.
428-1393 is the number, and we're being joined by phone by Mary Martin, who is the director of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Well, it's my absolute pleasure. We're just so grateful to you for all that you do for all of us in Santa Fe, but most especially those of us who care about the welfare of animals are grateful that we can talk about it with you.
Well, thank you. So, tell us why you are a supporter of the Santa Fe Public Radio.
Well, again, as I said, I frankly learned so much from listening to public radio in general, and I did want to tell you I made a $250 pledge because I believe your work is so important to our community. Again, not just about animals. I listen all the time, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to listen. But for those of us who love animals, we don't get as many opportunities to talk about our work as perhaps some of the other issues that are being discussed. So we're just grateful that you get that message out for us.
Well, Mary Martin, thank you, and thank you for your generous pledge. And we're going to use that pledge as another challenge. So we've got two different $250 challenges. So one came from Chris Wood, the other from Mary Martin of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. We've already met one of the challenges. Let's go right on to the next challenge, our next $250 challenge, 428-1393, 428-1393. And we are pledging today in the name of the animals we love. Now, there might be some humanists out there who say, I don't love any animals. Well, guess what? Humans are animals. So you can pledge in the name of humans also. 428-1393. And there's going to be some wise guy who tries to do Darth Vader or something like that. But let them come forth.
Yeah, let them. You know, we have humpback whales from Denise Kopp.
Nice.
And Bugsy from someone you know very
Sally. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful dog. A lot of people are pledging in the names of their bygone dogs. And, Mary Martin just left us. Thank you, Mary, for being on the air with us. Mary Martin of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Keep the phones ringing, 505-428-1393, 428-1393. Pledge in the name of any animal and go for it.
Yes, thank you, Mary. I was just showing Mary Charlotte a picture of the of Emma's puppies, 8 puppies that Mary Martin is right now helping out to get a good start in life.
What kind of puppies are they?
They're Beagle Basset Hound mixes.
Oh!
They're absolutely adorable.
That is a cuteness that's off this cuteness scale.
Emma was just Basset Hound, and
I thought it was a display of stuffed animals from like a department store.
It's hard to figure out, you know. It's hard to discern how many puppies are there, but they're all so wonderful. Emma was a stray who came in, and she was just about ready to burst. And in fact, while Mary took her home to her house from the shelter, she started giving birth from her babies.
Oh my
the
goodness!
The puppies. So Mary got them into the house, and now they're. I've been watching them grow, and it's so much fun to watch puppies grow. Of course,
indeed it is. 428-1393. So the pit bull party is coming up, and so pit bulls are adoptable on that day. Do you have any cute little pit puppies?
We do it. We always have pit puppies. And in fact, it's really weird. Last night before I came home, I stopped by the puppy room because there was just so many beautiful puppies there, and some pit mixes, some cattle dogs, some other kinds. It's always surprising to me when puppies are at the shelter for more than one day.
Yeah.
So I did want to say about the pit bull myths. You know, a lot of
pit bull myths.
Yeah,
yes.
I wanted to bust some of those. Some people think that pit bulls have locking jaws. And they bite differently, mm-hmm. but that's not true. There's nothing anatomically unique about the jaws of the pit bull.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and that they also have a higher tolerance for pain. No, they do not. So people just, each dog, you know, responds to pain in a different kind of response. You can't predict that by breed.
And the vast majority of pit bulls go through their lives peacefully and happily without attacking or being attacked.
Exactly. You know, and there is, you know, there is a higher incidence of pit bull bites, but there's a higher incidence of...
Biting or being bitten?
Biting. Biting, yeah. But there is, you know, there's so many pit bulls out there. I mean, you can't, it's proportionately. I mean, how many, if you look around in New Mexico, I have 5 dogs, 4 dogs, and they're all pit bull mixes just because somewhere along their gene, they're aligned. Oh, yeah, I wanted to tell you that during this event, you can also get your dog DNA tested. For a reduced price. So it's really interesting how when people see, oh, well, I have a pit bull, and then it turns out to be some kind of cattle dog or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So it's really hard to figure out. Everybody thinks pit bull. So there are all kinds of different breeds out there.
And you can say, ah, yes, my great-great-grandmother was Mongolian.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and it's fun to have the DNA testing. And we do that occasionally with the animals in... just at the shelter, just because people, they like to know what kind of animals that they have, and then that we have, and it's fun just to bust the myth of pit bulls.
Pity Pride, Pit Bull Awareness Day, Saturday, October 27th, from 11 to 4 at 2570 Camino Entrada. That's the Santa Fe Animal Shelter Satellite Center and Clinic.
Clinic and resale store.
And wonderful resale store. 428-1393. Make a pledge in the name of any animal you want. It doesn't have to be a dog or a dog you've ever had. It can just be any animal whatsoever.
Or all those puppies that I showed Mary Charlotte a picture of. $10 a puppy, maybe? That would be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I wish we could show you the pictures on the air because it was a pile of very cute puppies. But in any case, 428-1393. And it can also be a bird, a cockatoo, a parrot.
That's right. And I have cockatiels flying around my house, and they're just wonderful animals. I know there are a lot of people who have birds that are just pets, and they're wonderful to have in the house.
428-1393. We've met our first $250 challenge. Let's go for our second right now. And we will get this fun drive done. I think we're getting close to the end of our fun drive. I hope we're going to finish very, very soon.
That's what they said. Maybe we could do it this hour.
That would
everybody.
Be wonderful.
What about the pink elephants?
Pink elephants are good. Yeah. Any elephants are good. We just did a wonderful program on elephants the other day with this guy who's the essentially the Jane Goodall of elephants in Africa. And he's a British zoologist from Oxford who has devoted his life to studying and just by necessity saving elephants that are being poached for their tusks and for the ivory.
That's crazy. You know, I should mention that the reason I support Mary Charlotte's show and KSFR is because of community. You guys just bring out so much of the community. If we lost that link to our community, we wouldn't know what was going on. There's so many, you know, and you are so fortunate that you can bring in so many interesting people to and have them open up and go beyond, you know, the headlines and know what's going on. And so we know what to do and how we can act in our community, like supporting you and supporting animals.
428-1393, and we've got only $180 left in our second challenge. So let's take off and running, ladies and gentlemen. So what else is going on at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter?
Well, as you know, we are ending our three-month 100K challenge. That's we're with the ASPCA. We're competing against 50 other shelters, animal shelters throughout the nation. And right now we're at 25th. But what we're trying to do is just save more lives. That we take a 3 month time period from last year, compare it to this year, and whoever saves at least 300 more lives has a chance to get grants up to $100,000.
Ah,
which is great.
Very nice.
So all adoption fees through October 31st are only half price.
Excellent.
For dogs, cats, and other critters.
So the more lives you save, the more you make this ASPCA challenge.
Exactly. It's just fun. It's motivational. And people just get really excited about it. We have all these coupons throughout town. We've had them in the newspaper. We've had them just everywhere where people can see and be a hero in saving lives.
428-1393 is the number for the fund drive. And we're a few thousand dollars away from ending the fund drive, so we could end it this morning. So go for it even more. You get to pledge in the name of any animal you want.
Right. Let's see. What other kind of bizarre animals have that somebody can pledge to? I mean, there's all these children's books with scary animals.
Amphibians.
Amphibians, yes. Or my poor quarry fish. One of them's a little sick. We've been trying to nurse him along.
Coral reef fishes.
Oh, that's good.
Starfish.
You know, Mary's a diver. She loves to dive. So she always comes back with stories of all the critters that she just sees under these in the sea.
It was so interesting. I went once. I had a job, believe it or not, that took me to Guam. I was working for a company that made audio tours for museums, and we got a gig to make a tour for the Guam Aquarium. And so I flew, and that is so many time zones away that you don't even know where you are, but we flew to Guam, and we had an afternoon off, and we went snorkeling. And that was a coral reef area. That was in the mid-90s. It was quite a while ago. I don't know how that reef is doing now, but a lot of reefs are in very, very poor shape. But the starfish were all bright blue.
Wow.
And so you snorkeled along the bottom when you just got into the water along this bright blue star-laden path. And then you go to where the sea anemones are, and you see these fish circling in and out. And it's like Greenwich Village. They're all so brightly colored. It's like they're just putting on costumes or something just to show off how beautiful they are. And there was a Picasso fish, I remember, and there were every kind. It was like Dr. Seuss, you know, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. They're everything. And every kind of what looked like veils streaming out behind them. And then you go outside the reef, and all the fish are big and brown and camouflage.
It's just amazing. If you've never experienced scuba diving, if you see that world underneath there, it's such a beautiful, it's just exhilarating experience just to be under all that water, breathing so easily, and looking at this whole new life form, these forms that you've never really imagined.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
And what's so interesting is that there's a lot, the fish that school around these sea anemones are mostly female, and they're guarded by one male fish. And if that fish gets eaten by a bigger fish, then the biggest female turns into a male. It actually gender switches it physically and turns into the guy. And then it starts guarding all the fish until
That's
the
amazing.
Same thing happens again. Yeah. I said that to a friend who lives in Boston. He goes, how could I do that?
Well, you can. Halloween's coming up, right? So, hey, you can gender bend all you want. 428. 1393.
Yay.
428-1393.
And we are making a challenge. We're looking to get, we're getting closer to our second $250 challenge. 428-1393, pledging in the name of animals. Mary Lynn, what's going on?
Yeah, we're getting closer. Well, a couple of Shelties called in, Winnie and Nessie.
Yay!
And the cats couldn't hold back. So Sammy and Chelsea, who used to be shelter cats, also called us. Interesting combination. We don't have other little fish, but we have that humpback whale.
Yes, that's true. Well, that's true. And let's get some calls from people representing marine mammals. I mean, all the walruses and dolphins and whales and everything else. Those deserve some representation here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Not only that, but what about cows and horses?
I love cows.
Farm animals really are just overlooked in a lot of ways, and they're such wonderful animals.
Donkeys and mules.
And goats.
Yep.
Chickens.
Pigs.
Oh, wait, I can't see chickens because El Dorado, and I'm from El Dorado, so.
Why not?
They voted against the chickens in
El Dorado. I know, but you can still save them.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can. Chickens are great. I mean, any animal, if you really look at it as a being, is wonderful. I mean, humans are wonderful. Animals are wonderful. Yeah, it's just an interesting way of a perspective of looking at things.
So, and, you know, Jack Russell Terriers. I'm just going to say
JRTs, yeah. They're. You know what I like about JRTs? Is that they have a handle. It's called their tail.
Yeah. And you can you just can pull them right out of anything, and it doesn't bother them at all.
And that's why you have to, because sometimes they get so focused on whatever they're doing.
I've had to pick up milk by his tail.
Yeah, that's what that handle's for.
Yep. Don't do it very often, ladies and gentlemen, but it has happened. 428-1393 is the number. Now, you have in your hand... Oh. A beautiful thing.
It's for you. This is our recently released 2013 pet calendar, and I thought you would love to have it as a day calendar.
Everybody would love to have one.
Look, it even has
a
pocket
calendar.
In the back this time, because I thought, you know, people could use it. There you go.
42. Thank you very much. And it's the Santa Fe Animal Shelter Pet Calendar 2013. And it has kind of a philosopher brown dog on the front cover.
That's Magoo. Magoo is Jane Carson and Karen Kleeman's dog who just recently passed.
Aww.
And they wanted to pay tribute to him by putting him on the cover of our pet calendar. So these pet calendars are a fundraiser for the shelter, and we'll be putting them around through pet-friendly businesses throughout Santa Fe.
And you can pick one up around town and support the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. And you can also support KSFR by calling in right now, 428-1393.
You were very similar to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter is very similar to KSFR in that we really support, we really depend on the generosity of strangers and friends.
Yeah.
And the more you support, the more good we can do in the community. And that's always our goal. So I also wanted to mention that coming up is our really popular Dia de los Amigos. It's the Day of the Dead tribute to animals that we have at the shelter every year. We have a couple of volunteers who love this celebration, and they put together these wonderful altars at the shelter, and we're asking people to bring pictures of their animals, the recently departed animals, or any departed animal or any animal, and just pay tribute to the animals, and like we're doing today in support of KSFR.
And so you can bring a picture of your departed friend?
Yeah, you can, or, you know... The altar just is a very magical thing. You light a candle, you say a prayer, you do whatever you want to. You just pay tribute to animals. They don't have to be dead. I don't think so anyway. It's just the day of our friends is what we call it, just because, you know, obviously a lot of people want to put in the animals that have departed, and I do every year as well. But it's just a way of paying tribute to the love, really, and the bond and the relationship, which is really important and critical in our shelter.
428-1393, make a pledge on behalf of animals today, and we'll get a report in a moment about how we're doing for our second $250 challenge. A good friend of mine has a golden doodle, and she lives back east, and those are wonderful dogs.
Those are great.
And the dog is only a year old, and it just passed its test for being a therapy dog. And therapy dogs can do things like, the first thing that he's going to do is go into schools, and apparently... we talk endlessly about how children aren't learning to read in school and things like that. And apparently part of it is just that school has not become, it's become a very non-nurturing place for a lot of kids. And they're scared and anxious and who knows why. Maybe it's their home life. Maybe it's that they have to go through metal detectors and are treated like prisoners or whatever. But kids are very anxious, and there's a lot of kids who cannot learn to read. And then they bring in a dog, a therapy dog. The child reads aloud to the dog, and because the dog is so sweet and calming and non-judgmental, the kid actually learns to read. And there are kids who have jumped up 1, 2, and 3 grade levels by reading aloud to dogs.
Yes.
True story.
We have that program that we bring dogs into schools, and I've seen it work. It's really magical. The child will just sit with the dog, and they'll just start reading. And the dog's not going to say, hey, you stuttered over those words or something like that.
Right.
You know, they're just going to be there. It's a calming presence. We're actually coming up with a new name for it. It's sort of, right now it's like reading to Rover, but that's actually a trademark name. And so we're going to give the kids in schools a contest that will allow them to pick the name of the program. It's been very popular. It started out, Carol Kellerman was one of the instrumental people who got it going in our schools. And it's through our pet outreach program with Sue Burnham. And great that you mentioned about the AKC Canine Good Citizenship Program, which is awesome. My dog Zach went through it. It's a 10-step program you have 10 tests, essentially. And once you pass that, that's your first step in becoming a pet therapy dog or cat. Or they actually, just a few weeks ago, a woman called the shelter and wanted to know if she could bring a donkey to the shelter and have a test on the AKC, a good citizenship test. And she did. It was wonderful. The donkey had been somewhat abused or ignored and for a long time, and somebody got it and was able to get it out of that situation, and it became just the most gentle animal in the world.
It's a therapy donkey?
Yes. It passed. Well, it'll be for some kind of outdoor kind of program or something like that. Although you can bring them inside. It was a smaller one. It was a miniature one. So it wasn't huge, but it did everything perfectly. They had to do everything that you'd expect a dog to pass, like touching it or strangers or things like that. And it passed with flying colors.
Amazing. 428-1393 is the number, and we are $80 away from our second $250 challenge. So let's go for it, and let's get a report from the control room.
Right. We just had a contribution from a person who made it in admiration of the pig that replaced his aorta valve.
Oh, how wonderful. Amazing. 428-1393, and those are the kind of interesting challenges. Hit us with something that we never would have expected like that, ladies and gentlemen. 428-1393. $80 left to get to our second $250 challenge, and with any luck, there might be a third. So, 428-1393. Oh, I haven't given the toll-free number, which is 1-866-907-5737. That's 866, that's the toll-free area code, 907-KSFR. And so...
What I also wanted to say about the canine good citizen testing is that we'll be offering that at this Pity Pride Parade or Pity Pride event on Saturday. Joey and Hannah Padilla from Santa Fe Tells have offered to do the testing for for a small fee. And it's just great that you can also, it doesn't have to be a pit bull. It can be any animal that you want to bring in. You know, I would recommend that people actually take a look at what's required of the testing so they can actually, be prepared for it. But it's I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's great.
What's required?
Well, for example, your dog has to, what's required is that your dog or animal has to go through these specific tests to make sure that it's okay as a pet therapy dog or a good citizen.
Okay.
In that, for example, one is like a stranger to stranger. Somebody will come up to the dog and see how the dog reacts. Having a stranger touch it and stroke it. Things like that. Those are some of the tests that they have. And one that my boy Zach, who passed, he had a hard time doing. I was really afraid of. At one point, you have to give your dog to somebody else. You have to go into the other room and see how they do.
Ah.
And so it's like, it's like you have a lot of anxiety there because you don't know, how your animal's going to behave when you're not there.
428-1393. I just keep giving the phone number because I know people want to pledge in support of the animals they love. The one of the things that my friend had to do to pass her pet therapy dog test was train the dog not to eat food off the floor. So she would leave hamburger, raw hamburger, on the floor of the house and train the dog to walk right past it and not eat it.
That's really hard. And it's also an interesting...
And it did.
Yeah, you can train a dog to... I mean, recently I put in a photo of on our Facebook page of these two dogs who had their bowls of food right in front of them, but they were waiting for the owner to say, okay, dinner time.
Yeah.
And that's great when you can actually have that kind of control or just that kind of obedience with an animal. Just, you know, it really helps for a lot of things, you know.
I, on the other hand, have been struggling for years to make a dog-proof garbage can, and I just thought I'd gotten there the other day. I went to Target and reformed a shelf to make it a garbage can and weighted down the bottom part of the shelf with rocks, and then the thing was sitting in the top part, and everything was going well until some chicken scraps made it into the top part of the dog-proof garbage can. And I think my dog, Honey, whom I have in the past called Honey Houdini, levitated, because it was way too high for her to actually get into. She levitated, took the entire bag out of the garbage can, left the garbage bin entirely intact, and ate the chicken scraps.
Well, sometimes it's just too much of an insight. You know, you just got to be careful what you put in those garbage cans.
She's not going to be a therapy dog.
Yeah, doing the AKC good citizen test is just it's great for the owner and the animal itself, just because it, you know, a part of all these programs sort of teach the owners, the guardians as we call them, what to do and how to react and how to behave. It's really a teamwork, that kind of a thing.
Right.
I did want to go back a little bit on our pet therapy our pet outreach program that Sue Burnham is in heads. She's a volunteer. And she, you know, we go through to nursing homes, we go to schools, we go to all different kinds of places with these dogs. And it's wonderful to see how they interact with other people. Elderly citizens just really love just the presence of an animal. It's a calming feeling. And going back to the Reading to Rover thing, when I did a story on this program, it was just wonderful to watch these kids just open up and start reading these books that they wouldn't normally do because they're afraid that somebody's going to say something to them because they stutter, like I somewhat stutter when I speak on the radio. So
428-1393 is the number, and the phones have been quiet. I guess all our animal lovers either have already given or are being somewhat reticent.
So what are we going to do? Come on, we just need to get people to get to the phone to ring.
I think we need another $50 for, or is it 50 or 80 right now, for our second $250 challenge. So let's hear the phones ring, and we can meet that, and then we will have achieved two $250 challenges, which is fabulous.
Right, Mary Charlotte. And, you know, the one thing that I love about your show is that I'm always surprised that you're always bringing in some kind of critter to let people know about. So that's really awesome for you, to like Felines and Friends. And then I also have two other animals. Scooby-Doo, for example, is a beautiful dog who has been in the shelter way too long, and we're just looking for a home for him.
Ah, that's a animal that is available for adoption. And what is, tell us about this dog. Is he a big dog? Is he a shepherd mix?
He's a Shar Pei mix. He's just a beautiful dog that needs a little bit of love. Shar Peis, I have affinity for Shar Peis. I have a couple mixes myself, and they're just very special dogs that sometimes have some skin issues that you just have to just watch out for. You know, feed them the right food, make sure that they don't get into anything that they shouldn't, like chicken scraps. And I love them. And usually you can turn it around. Yeah. And also Swiss is a cat.
Swiss is a cat.
Yes. It's not cheese. It's a curious
cat.
It
likes cheese.
Yeah. Swiss loves a good high window from which to see the world go by.
Aw.
You know.
Is Swiss an older cat?
Swiss is, I think, it doesn't really say in the notes, but it looks like he's a little older, yes. But we do have a lot of kittens still and a lot of puppies, as I mentioned. So we're hoping to find homes for those, especially as we wrap up our challenge. And as you wrap up your challenge, we're hoping for people to call in and pledge for their favorite animal.
And Mary Lynn from the control room has suggested, for those who love composting, guess what animal she suggested?
Worm? Earthworms.
Yep.
Well,
earthworms.
Different kinds of those red worms. What are they called?
Yeah, there's different kind of earthworms. They will all do. There's good composting worms. Then ferrets. I know somebody who has a little pet ferret.
Ferrets are pretty awesome. I actually, we occasionally get a few pairs that come in through the shelter, but during the children's pet parade this year, there was a girl who had three ferrets and she was carrying them all. They had little harnesses, and they're the sweetest things, you know. Ferrets and dogs just don't get along that well. They have this kind of a thing going on, but it was wonderful to see these ferrets squirreling around and being just pets, and this little girl just loving their animal.
We had a caller who just called in support of politicians, namely weasels.
Oh, very good.
And did we meet, Mary Lynn will tell us in a moment, whether we met our second $250 challenge, but the number is 428-1393. Call in support of your favorite animal. Now we got a little bit left to go on our challenge. So let's meet that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to the Radio Cafe on a regular basis, then please call in right now. Because, I mean, I can't tell you how many people tell me that they listen to the show all the time. And so it is exactly those people who we would like to call and just make a pledge of any kind on behalf of any animal, including humans.
Yes, those all your friends who are strangely quiet during the pledge drive. You hear from them all the time, and then all of a sudden, where'd they go?
Right. Yeah, now this is how we stay on the air, ladies and gentlemen. We stay on the air by having you keep us on the air. It's listener-supported public radio, and it's very easy to make a call, and the people on the other end of the phone are really nice, and they'll take your pledge, and you can make a monthly pledge. Those monthly pledges are great. They're called sustaining memberships, and you can pledge 10 or 20 or 15 or 25 or whatever you want per month. Some people like to do $1 a day, so $30 a month. Some people like to do less. You know, you can give more, any amount. But what happens is then you make a monthly pledge and it comes to KSFR every month. You don't notice it. We always ask people to pledge an amount that makes them feel good, not an amount that would deprive them of anything. And I just got a note that a cockatoo said, donate to KSFR.
A cockatoo?
Yeah.
Not a cockatiel.
No, you know, cockatoos are amazing birds. If you go to YouTube and put in Snowball Cockatoo, T-O-O at the end, there is this cockatoo named Snowball who has rhythm. And I heard a lecture on animals and rhythm, and it turns out human beings obviously have rhythm. We can clap and beat and we can dance and all those kinds of things, and other primates just don't. You can't, it's very hard, it's virtually impossible to teach a primate to teach a monkey or a chimp to keep a beat. But it turns out that cockatoos have rhythm. So there's this cockatoo named Snowball who dances to Michael Jackson, and he's got it down. I mean, he's a really good dancer. It's pretty funny.
That's amazing. My cockatiels like certain types of music too, and you can actually go online and find cockatiel music that they will sing to. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, so they're singers rather than dancers.
Yeah, but my one of my cockatiels, Joaquin, he, you know, at night we put him in his cage, and when every morning when I'm making coffee and he hears me, he just sort of goes, it's not a rhythmical thing, it's sort of like a let me out of this cage. He goes back and forth, he pays quite a bit. It's pretty interesting.
We are $55 away from making our second challenge. It's 9 minutes before the top of the hour and counting down. 428-1393. Please donate to the Radio Cafe.
Please donate. You know, one of the best things about taking my new job at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter was that instead of working nights, I work mornings, so I have an opportunity to listen to Mary Charlotte in the morning on my drive to work, and it always energizes me for the day.
Yay.
Because, A, I know what's going to happen, you know, that night or on the weekend, and also it just leaves you with thinking of something wonderful or just having you think in a different way as you go into the work environment. So let's support that.
And as often as not, it's about animals.
Well, I would like it to be every day about animals, but I know that people, you know.
Then that would be an animal show. It would be the Animal Radio Cafe.
Mary Charlotte, the Animal Radio Cafe. Now, as you
now,
said.
Now, there's an idea.
As you said, we're all animals. So we are an animal show. So.
Excellent. Now the phone is ringing. Let's get a couple of rings, and that way we can meet our challenge and meet our goal. 505-428-1393 is the number.
Well, you know, like most people, I wait to the very last minute to support my favorite things, like Mary Charlotte. I was waiting, like today was the day I was going to call in.
Uh-huh.
Then
you're on the air.
I got called in, so eventually I'll give my pledge.
You can make a pledge right now.
On
you
the
can
air?
Pledge in the, yes, you can pledge. You don't have to say the amount, but you can pledge in the name of any animal.
Yes, I will.
Go.
Olivia, my little chihuahua who passed last year, I would have to pledge a certain amount in her name.
Excellent.
So if you can challenge that.
All right.
Match that.
428-1393. So anything else to report from the animal shelter?
Well, you know, the thing about I love about the Santa Fe Animal Shelter is that we always have something going on, some event, some kind of promotion, some kind of thing, just to really, really get people involved in the animal welfare community and the shelter. And we're going to start a shelter speaker series, and we're working on it, and it should be up till next month, that we want to do it a monthly thing, and we did one last month on canine cancer research. That was a very popular one. The one coming up in November, we're still working on it, but it will be about animal sheltering in northern New Mexico. You know, the changes that have happened, you know, it wasn't too long ago when people used to take their unwanted animals to the edge of town and shoot them.
Oh.
We've changed a lot in several decades, but, you know, our shelter and a lot of animal shelters are now so progressive and so innovative, and people have a better connection with animals. They understand that that we animals are not the problem. We are that we can fix this problem, like overpopulation. We can fix a lot of the behavior issues. And one of the things at the shelter that is so unique is that we have grown this behavior department and really worked to turn around some animals that maybe wouldn't have as many chances before as they do now.
We need three more pledges of $50 each in the next 5 minutes.
We can do that easily.
Oh, we can do that.
Yes.
So call in 428-1393, and we will then have an absolutely stellar hour. 428-1393. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that makes me so sad is that not that human beings aren't fabulous, because we are, and not that we don't do all sorts of things that other animals don't do, like build civilizations and make art in a very sophisticated manner and make radios and all kinds of media and things that are just music that are all, they're beautiful. Not that other animals don't make music, but we've raised it to an art form, and it's a wonderful thing, human civilization. I like it very much. But we have deprived animals of their right livelihood, their rights to just walk around the earth and have their habitats and be left alone. Instead, we develop every inch of land that we possibly can and kick them off, thinking they'll just go somewhere else. But there's nowhere else for them to go at this point.
No, that's magical thinking, and it's obviously doesn't work, because if you look at our community of animals, we have to make room for everything, and we have to support them in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I'm from Alaska, so when I go through Alaska and just when I'm home visiting my mom in Fairbanks and I see bears and moose and all kinds
right.
of different animals, I think to myself, how are they surviving in this community that continues to grow and doesn't consider these other animals? Like, even prairie dogs here. I love
yeah.
to see the prairie dogs everywhere. But obviously, they're in areas that they shouldn't be, because the humans have just encroached upon their areas.
We have a little report from the control room, because it's almost time to go. Mary Lynn, have we met our goal? Ah, I thought we had a report from the control room. Anyway, we will find out in just a moment. Yes.
I'm here.
Okay.
We had a little flurry there. Little Jake called in.
Yay.
Walter the cat.
Yay.
And Phoebe, who's an Australian blue heeler.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Very good animals. And very good human animals for calling 428-1393. We could do a little bit more flurrying in the next few minutes. And we have, I think, reached our goal. Our two $250 challenges
yes,
for the
it.
Hour. Oh, wonderful. But keep calling in, because we want to get this fund drive over. We're just a few thousand dollars away from ending the whole thing. And Ben Swan, you've been such a great supporter of this program and of this station, and I want to thank you.
Well, thank you, Mary Charlotte, and you're such a supporter of every facet of the community, especially animals, because I know you have a special heart for dogs and all other creatures out there. And I do want to give a special challenge to all these feline supporters out there, because there's a lot out there that I don't think I've heard from who love their cats. And Mary Charlotte, you do Felines and Friends.
I have the cat of the week every Friday.
Yes, you do. And those people
should. Nobody can say I don't love cats.
Well, you support cats. I'm not sure if you... of course you love them.
I love them. I'm just allergic to them.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it?
I used to have one. It's funny. When I moved into the house that I live in now, that I've lived in for a decade and a half, I wasn't allergic to cats. And there was a neighbor's cat used to come over and snuggle with me. And then I developed a cat allergy. It was very sad.
Well, maybe you can somehow work it out from your system that you won't have the allergy anymore, since it came unexpectedly. Maybe it will leave unexpectedly.
I hope so.
I was the only one, even though I'm a dog supporter and lover, I was the only one in my family growing up that had cats. So I don't know how that happened, but I love them.
Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. The number here at KSFR is 505-428-1393, 428-1393. And I want to thank all of our listeners and donors. And those who haven't donated yet, please understand that this is about you. It's not about the guy next to you or the gal next to you. It's actually about you calling in and making a pledge to public radio, no matter how small. It's tough times for a lot of people. If you can afford to make a pledge of $5, make a pledge of $5. It actually not only makes a difference, but it's just your vote of support, and that vote of support makes a difference. 428-1393 is the number. And we've got just one more minute before we go. Anything else you want to let people know, Ben Swan?
Well, Mary Charlotte, just how much we love you, and how much the animal community loves you, and the fact that people should support you and will want to support you.
Well,
thank you very much for all of your work that you do for everyone in our community.
Thank you so much. And we, in turn, love the community and love animals. And what are we having, a love fest here?
Yeah, we're doing a little animal jig.
We're doing a little
KSFR jig.
Animal-human love fest.
I do also love the KSFR news department. They're wonderful people.
They're fabulous.
They're great. They just have a nice twist on everything, and they surprise you all the time with what they can come up with. They're very creative people.
It is so true.
And just in case you were counting or anything, we had more dogs call in than any other animal this morning.
I'm not surprised.
But we don't count. We love everything.
Yes, we love everybody and everything. And we haven't done cats versus dogs because we've decided that we don't need to be
divisive.
Divisive. That's the word I was searching for. But it's just about time to go. Ben Swan, Marilyn LeBlanc, all the staff and all the volunteers of KSFR, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte.
Ciao.